This video from KYLXBN kind of blew my mind slightly. I talk about microcontrollers and music a lot, but this is talking about the OG, the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System, and the Rico chip used to create the five-channel sound. All digital synthesis with one low-quality sampler. This is talking specifically about the Triangle Wave. And it's a really interesting video, because not only does it talk about the hardware limitations of the time, it goes back and says, okay, how could we actually improve on this if we didn't have to face those same hardware limitations? And it's a really fascinating deep dive into digital synthesis, but it's one that I think anyone could understand, even if you're just getting started with this kind of stuff. From a personal perspective, digital synthesis is super interesting, and in this video, there's the what if. What if we could make this better? And of course, the comment section is full of people saying, I preferred the old sound, which is not the point of the video! But yes, this is a super interesting dive into how the sound was created on the Nintendo Entertainment System. If you are interested in retro sounds, retro gaming, or how to create music using microcontrollers and code, this might be something that would be interesting to you. But yeah, this is a super interesting dive into retro gaming sounds and digital synthesis. I'm going to talk about this in way more detail on this week's Electromaker show for sure, and there'll be a link to this in the description of that video.